Just number one, Talk Station 99.3, Nigeria Info. We're airborne now. We're live on the radio. You can watch on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. 8 minutes past the hour. It's the last 1 hour of the show this morning. We're talking insurance and insurance only. I'm passionate about this topic because quite a number of people wait for things to happen before they start jumping from one place to another, looking for this, looking for that, begging for this, begging for that. But insurance kind of like just takes care of most of the things that we worry over in our life, only for us to, if only we could know, if only people could be open to this. Well, I hear quite a number of things that people gave, excuses people gave why they don't have policies, economy, the rest, and this and that. But all of those we'll talk about this morning on the show, yeah? Despite the challenging business environment, exacerbated by high inflationary pressure and the Russia-Ukraine conflict affecting global supply chain, the Nigerian insurance sector remains upbeat in the first half of 2022. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, the insurance and finance sectors witnessed a growth of 23.24% in the first quarter of 2022, higher by 23.70% percentage points compared to the Q1 of 2021, and down by 0.90% point from the rates recorded in the previous quarter. In real terms, I guess what I'm trying to say is that there was a quarter-on-quarter growth of 5.01% in insurance. In Q1 2022, the contribution of finance and insurance in to real GDP was 4.51%, up from the 3.77% recorded in Q1 2021 and the 3.66% recorded in Q4 of 2021 as well. This performance has shown that the insurance sector is on course to achieving its 2022 projections despite the relatively low penetration. I mean, we have to face it, there's been quite a very sluggish way of people, you know, adopting and adapting to the concept of insurance. I have two great gentlemen, insurance guys, I used to call them, in the studio. Babatunde Popola is here with me. Babatunde Popola, a very lovely morning to you. Let me put on your mic.
Good morning.
Yeah, fantastic. Olawale Omotenshe is also here. Good morning to you too, Wale.
Good morning, Sheriff.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah.
Now, let's begin. I'm going to start with Abatunde, then I'll come to Olawale. Let's begin with I would say the basic, and that is us trying to find out exactly what some terms mean. What is insurance and who is an insurance broker?
Okay, thank you so much, Sheriff, and good morning to all our listeners.
I would like for you to break it down so that my people can understand.
Okay, what is insurance? Insurance is just assurance that in the event of something happening, you have some level of comfort to guarantee that it will be there for you financially, actually. Insurance does not say would definitely erase the incident from happening, but we are saying when things happen, we can always be there financially for you. And once you have insurance, it gives you that level of confidence and comfort that in the event any incident happens, there is some form of security to assure you that you will be put back in the exact position you were immediately before that loss occurred. So who is an insurance broker?
Yeah.
They're coming to your second question. An insurance broker is an intermediary between the buying public of insurance products and the insurer itself. So insurance broker is considered an independent agent. We are independent agent, which means that we do not hold any allegiance to any insurance company. With that, I can go to any market, any insurance companies for any of my clients, and I can get the best terms and place with them.
Indeed. Let me come to you, Ali, on this one. What critical role is the insurance, the industry playing when we talk about economic development?
All right. Thank you very much, Sheriff, and good morning to all the listeners. The role of insurance in the growth of the economy cannot be overemphasized. Right. We want to start with attraction of investment, for instance, from a business perspective.
Okay.
Right. Many of the businesses who play in some communities or some industry otherwise wouldn't have played in those industries if not for the availability of insurance. Right. It means that you have the confidence that if you bring your money and invest in this economy, we'll cover whatever risks or exposures that are bound.
Like you guarantee people that don't worry, your investment is safe.
Exactly. Just come and invest in the economy. We have the wherewithal to protect you against whatever risk or whatever exposures that may lie in the economy. And of course, you know what that means for FDI. You know what that means for the GDP as well. And then in another instance, another critical role that insurance plays for the economy, for instance, is that it encourages savings, right? When insurance companies, for instance, pull funds from the insured, right, this fund stays within the economy, right, and that's what institutions like banks lend out to people. So it's like a conduit, basically, that allows, you know, money to also flow in the economy.
Flow.
Yes, exactly. So important is very important.
Babatunde, let me come to you about, because quite a number of people, you know, following up with your definition of insurance and the broker, they're wondering how it works. How does it work?
Okay, thank you so much, Sheriff. Okay, how does insurance work? For instance, if you have, let me break it down since you want me to break it.
Yes, please.
Now,
please.
For instance, you have an a motor, a car, any type of car. Now, accident is an occurrence. It's a daily occurrence on all over the world. You know that we do not pray for it, like we always say in Nigeria, but things do happen.
That's
you
right.
could just wake up in the morning and you've had your car cleaned up, and you are driving on Tommy Land Bridge, and someone eat your car from behind, or you damage another person's car. You will need that money to fix that person's car, or to either fix your own car too. So even if it is a lonely accident, you need to fix your car.
That's right.
Now you need that money. But what? How does it sound to you when you say, okay, I have certainty that I'm putting 5 naira aside, so that in the event of any incident or any occurrence, I have guaranteed that irrespective of what happened, there is that security to say
you won't start running around to look for money.
You won't start running around to look for money. And insurance is there to say, upon the call, to say, I am involved in an accident, the insurance companies will just pick up from there. So you have that security, like I said at the beginning of my statement, to say insurance is that security. So it's just for you to pay upfront a guaranteed sum, which is referred to as the premium at this level. So at any point in time when you need that support, the insurance comes into place.
Well, let me come to you on this car issue as well. Who does the insurance cover? The client, the subscriber, or the victim of an accident? In the case of the road accident, for instance, say I have insurance, and I'm driving and I hit your car. My car, you know, is also damaged in the process. Who does the insurance cover, really?
All right. It depends on the variant of it depends on the variant of the insurance policy, auto insurance policy you go
for. Okay.
So you have the third party insurance, and you also have the comprehensive insurance as well. Right. So for instance, let's take your analogy, for example.
Right.
If you have a third party insurance, it means that if you damage any other person's car on the road, the insurance company will fix the other person's car, not your own car.
And not your own.
Yes.
So go and suffer and find money to fix your own.
That's why we advise our customers
to get a comprehensive.
Exactly.
Okay.
So go for the comprehensive insurance plan that covers both you and also the third party.
That's quite explanatory. Lagos, I've got tons of questions for my guests here, but I would love for you to also chime in if you got insurance questions, whatever questions you've got concerning insurance. I know some of those questions, and I know that I have some of your questions here already. But if you'd like to ask them anyways, feel free, be my guest. But let me come to you about today. We've talked about insurance on... See, my lines are buzzing already. We talked about car insurance and the rest of them. How about, is there anything you can't insure?
Okay.
Like can I insure the mouth that I'm using to talk now? Can I insure my voice? Can I insure my nose? They say my nose is pointed. What can't you insure?
There's nothing, absolutely nothing that insurance cannot cover. The only thing insurance cannot cover is a deliberate act.
Mm.
So if you know that you really want to set your house on fire, insurance will not say, will not grant you that access, and there won't be cover for that. But other than that, once, like we always say in insurance, anything that is unexpected, accidental, and futuristic, obviously, insurance can provide for it. And the good thing about insurance is that it's a very dynamic, there are products that are tailored towards every person's needs.
Mm.
The good thing about insurance, like if you permit me, the thing is that even with the climate change,
there are
insurance products that are already responding to that. Flooding, there are insurance products that are responding to that. School fees, there are insurance products that are responding
even school
to
fees?
That. Obviously.
Oh, wow.
School fees, there are insurance products that are responding to that. Debt of a major person, there are insurance products that are responding to that. Your vehicle, there are insurance products that are responding to that. Just name it. Of course, organizations, loss of production, loss of their equipment.
If you have a company.
If you have a company.
You can insure, you know, your work.
Correct. You can insure, for instance, if an accident happens and you cannot continue to produce, obviously you'll be losing revenue. If you have a business interruption policy, for instance, that will come into place.
Like what we had during COVID.
Correct. There are a lot of organizations that couldn't produce. But there are things you need to look out for when you are placing that insurance so that you can respond appropriately to what you need. And that's why you need a professional guy there.
Some of the biggest issues with people and insurance is when it's time to lay claim, the drag. Some people are of the opinion that insurance companies, in quotes, Nigerian insurance companies don't like to, you know, come through when it's time for them to play their part. What's your thought? You're a player in this area. What's your thought on this?
Yes, like you mentioned, I'm a broker in this industry, right? So if we look at it very carefully, you'd find that most of these claims are either not true. Either not true or they're not well put together, basically.
Okay.
Not well put together.
How do you mean put together?
Exactly. So, for instance, if you have a claim, right, you should go through the right party. And the right party, in this case, is an insurance broker. And we always say, right, there are two aspects of insurance, basically. You have the underwriting aspect, which speaks to creating the policy or the covers. And then you have the claims management aspect. Now, when you do your homework with the underwriting aspect, right, to say that the terms and the conditions and the clauses of the insurance policy or contract is well spelled out, every party to the insurance contract understands their obligation, you would have less issues, basically. So what happens in most cases is that people misunderstand what the contract is, basically. They misunderstand what the contract says. They misunderstand the obligation, their obligation, and also the obligation of the insurer. And then when, in the event of damage or loss, you know, it becomes an issue. So the truth is you need an insurance broker actually to advise you and say, based on your exposure, these are the covers you need. And in the event of damage or loss, this is how you get paid. I mean, once you do that, you're almost guaranteed to get your claims paid. And in an industry that is highly regulated, right, you have NICOM regulating, you have NIA and other watchdogs and other bodies regulating the industry, it's really difficult for insurance companies not to pay claims. And to even add, you know, credence to this, since NSAS, the insurance industry has paid over 11 billion naira in claims, right?
11 billion.
Yes, as at the end of 2021, and that figure is still rising. So claims are being paid. It's just that sometimes the expectations of people, you know, are not aligned with the contract, and then you have issues.
Indeed.
Okay, Sherry, there are two basic reasons why claims might not get paid. If any claim is fraudulent, obviously it will not be paid. If a claim is not well documented, obviously it will not be paid. And the reason for the second point is the fact that, like Wale just mentioned, we have regulators. For every claim that is paid, let me even start from the internal process of the insurance companies itself. They have the compliance teams, they have the audit team that will also go through these processes. So they want to see that every T is crossed and every I is dotted. So in that instance, You can't just pass through any claims and say, okay, because something has happened, the insurance companies must investigate. And to let you know that if you have any insurance company here in your studio and says, I have made a premium income of $100 billion and I have not paid a claim of $1, that insurance company is probably not doing the right thing.
Okay.
Because the test of any insurance company is how much claim is paid. It's not about
how much you've made.
Yes. Yeah,
it's about how the payout.
In fact, that's the value proposition.
You can see that insurance is even dynamics. Why other entities might be, other industry might be talking about how much we have
accumulated.
We are also talking about not just how much we have made, which is very important to us because it is from what has been contributed that we pay out. But much more, what insurance companies usually sell more is actually how much they are paid out. Like Wale said, in terms of NSAS alone, we are not talking about other non-NSAS issues. In terms of NSAS alone, the industry has paid well close to $20 billion, even the figure has risen. And there are still a lot of
claims coming.
They are still coming, and they are still being treated and being entertained.
So we're almost due for a break, and the calls won't stop. But because of the time, let me just chip this in. You said something that struck a chord about something earlier on. You said if the claims are false, how do insurance companies determine a false claim?
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I will quickly say that the topical issue of fraudulent claims has become a major, even a study in most universities around the world. And how do insurance companies detect a fraudulent claims? When an incident happens, the first thing the insurance companies will do is to appoint their own representative, which is called a loss adjuster. So the loss adjuster, if it's a fire incident, they will definitely be there to see firsthand what has happened, what are the circumstances surrounding that incident. Of course, the adjusters are not just anybody on the street. If it's a fire incident, you are appointing somebody who has an engineering background, who has architecture of what could happen, electrical work and other things. If it's a motor, of course, there are standardized auto garages that insurance companies appoint to verify those claims. So they will ask questions around and they will look at the circumstances. So if your stories are not adding up, it does not mean that the insurance company will throw the claims out, but they want to do their due diligence. And that's why sometimes you see that insurance company asks for more information and people get upset and say,
why are you asking for too much?
Correct. When I'm paying the premium, you were not asking me a lot of questions. Now it's for you to pay a claim. The thing is that insurance companies want to pay that claim. They are even happy because they know that once they pay the claim, it's a free advert for them. And that's what we always say.
Indeed. Now, let's take just one call before we head out. We almost due for a break. Yeah. When we return after this break, then I would ask you my other questions that I have lined up here for you already. Cousin Insurance, Professor Popola is here. He's an insurance broker. Olawale Omotenshe is also here, an insurance broker as well. And we are educating ourselves on insurance and why you should take insurance policy, how important it is for everyone to be a part of it. I'm Sheriff Quadri. You're welcome to join us. This round, I'm going to first take some calls so that you can ask these experts in the studio your insurance questions. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. That's on Facebook. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Please go straight to the point and ask your questions. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
My greetings to you and greetings to your guests as well.
Yes, please.
The question I want to ask your guest is about you have a TV set in your house.
Okay.
Because he spoke about the deliberate action that insurance, they are not responsible for it. But you have children, probably children, they went and knock something on the TV screen and it got broken.
Okay.
is Israel going to be responsible for such actions since it's deliberate from the children?
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Let's have them answer. Who's going to take that up?
Okay. I'll take that. Thank you so much for that question. Now, like we always say, the first point to start from is to ensure that you have appropriate insurance in place. Once you have appropriate insurance, now for what you've just asked, yes, the insurance companies will consider the position and they will respond adequately. So if your policy is rightly written, definitely the insurance companies will respond to that.
So if one can insure your TV, your 75-inch, you know,
absolutely
4K,
yes,
TV,
absolutely,
if the children are playing and they just chew one bottle, and it
obviously it will be covered and the insurance company will respond to that.
It depends on what the policy actually says.
So I said the most important thing is you ensure that your policy is rightly written. Okay. And for us at FBN Insurance Brokers Limited, what we try,
that's where you work.
Yes, that's
you. People are paying me. You pay me. You just mentioned it. What's this?
That's a slip, Sheriff. My apologies. But the thing is that the first thing is to ensure that your policies are adequately written.
Okay.
If your policies are adequately written, you can be guided on what needs to be done.
Okay.
Like I said, insurance companies are not looking out for them to for them to reject your claim, but rather they are looking for ways to ensure that they are also paying on behalf of everybody who has contributed, and whatever they are paying out is fair enough.
All right, let's take another call. Let's get this caller in. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Destiny, calling from Shagamo.
All right, Destiny.
I wanted to ask your guest there.
Go
like
on.
How much will someone will be paying to insurance company for someone to be insured, or how will someone be insured? Like now, I wanted to insure my children.
Okay.
Education and everything.
Education.
How will I go about that?
Okay. All right, Destiny. Who's gonna take this up?
For educational insurance, depends on your target.
Okay.
So your target will determine.
What do you mean target?
For instance, if your children are paying 1 million per term,
okay,
and you want to have a policy in place for that,
okay,
the policy, of course, the elements of interest rate that the policy will calculate into, how much will be for how long you need to save.
Okay.
So what the insurance company will look at is to ask you, okay, what amount are you looking out for in terms of
insurance?
Okay. So on the basis of that, then you can have that conversations, and it doesn't mean that when you say you want to insure for 1 million, you definitely pay up to 1 million.
Okay.
The insurance company will calculate based on the interest rate that will accumulate on the amount you had.
So my question with that policy is, insurance is supposed to take care of when you can't afford to pay, right? Is this applicable to education, school fees, for instance? Like, you've ensured that you're going to pay your school, your children's school fees, this resumption now, then instead of you to pay, you're approaching the insurance to help you with money.
Okay.
How does it work really? When you can obviously afford to pay from your pocket.
Okay.
Does it matter whether you can pay or you can't pay?
Okay, well, depends on what you are looking out for. And that's why I said, when your other question, I said insurance can covers everything.
Okay.
Now, the thing is that it depends on your need.
Okay.
So, for instance, if you say my child is going abroad to study and I need money for its education, you can do an insurance policy that covers target saving. To say, I want to target 1 million and you can save. And the good thing is that you are not just saving to meet that 1 million. There will also be elements of life policies to say, in the event that the man or the woman dies before the targeted date child is going to resume the school, insurance companies will respond to that. So that's the life policy. Even though you have not met the 1 million in terms of duration, there are policies that are speaking to that, and it will also meet with your target.
Let me, for Destiny's sake and for those listening to your explanation, let me try and rephrase. So you have a child now who is, say, in, what do they call it? Is it still JSS1 they call it?
Yes.
Who is in JSS1 and you're looking at sending the child to university abroad, when the child finishes secondary school, for instance, you can start that policy now.
Correct.
So if anything happens to you before the child graduates secondary school, that child will still go to that abroad.
Thank you so much.
For education.
Thank you so much.
Regardless of whatever happens.
Correct. So it's just for you to say, this is what where I'm looking out for.
Okay.
And if anything happens, the insurance companies will respond appropriately when okay. the time comes.
All right. Let's take another call. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, Sharif.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Please, I want to ask, why is it compulsory that we must insure our goods? Why?
Okay. All right. That's a very good question, actually. That's a very, very good question. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes. Who's going to take that? Okay. Wale, Abasani, which one? Okay. Who's going to take it?
Okay, let me take that question.
Okay.
Well, it's very necessary for us to insure anything we hold.
This person is a business. Is it our goods?
Exactly.
He's a trader. Our goods. Why is it important for them to insure?
Right. So I'll say to him, for instance, imagine he's transporting his goods from point A to point B, and there's an accident on the road, right? He's expended probably millions in getting those goods, in purchasing those goods, and then he has lost it all of a sudden. And the thing about risks and damages is that sometimes it can set an individual or a business back for a lifetime. Some people never recover from the effects of or damages from risks and exposures. You know, so you need to insure anything insurable, much more your good that you hold valuable, because anything can happen at any time. Right,
so that helps give you that cover,
exactly,
that rest of mind,
exactly,
that you know you are in safe hands. Whatever happens to your goods or business, you have somebody that can come to your rescue.
Exactly. Look at it this way, right? So we provide the risk management, you know, aspect, okay, of your business. We support the risk management aspect of your business, and we allow you to, you know, focus on generating revenue, basically. That's what we do.
Okay. All right. You focus on the other part, make money. We'll take care of
your risk.
The risk.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, my name is David. I'm calling from Alakpere.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, I'm so happy to call you. I'm so happy. I lost an Uber driver.
Okay.
And I've been driving for over 4 or 5 years now. My car is on insurance.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
So I intend selling the car this year. So I lost the car in an accident on a co-bridge on May 22nd.
Okay.
And thankfully, though I reduced my premium this year,
okay,
but I still got my claim.
Are you
in
serious?
Less than a month.
In less than a month?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I was well compensated, at least. And it's not about, it's about the way they treated me. I was so happy the way they handled the whole situation.
Oh.
They handled everything well. And in less than a month, I got my money in my account.
Oh, beautiful.
So I'm so happy the insurance is improving. Though I read a lot of things about insurance in school, but I'm so happy. So I encourage everybody. If you are doing anything, please just try to insure. I'm trying to insure some of the few properties I have in my house now. It's just to encourage people to do it, and I pray we don't suffer loss. Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you
so much for the positive review.
So you guys are happy now.
Good testimony.
Well, that's the testimony every insurance practitioner wants to hear.
Yes,
okay. That all insurance right. works.
That's interesting. Let's take another call. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, no.
Good morning. Okay, this is Akin speaking.
Welcome, Akin.
Okay. I want to ask, if a person, it might be a target, too.
Okay.
And you didn't meet up to that target, and something unfortunate happened, would that person be compensated?
Give us an example. Like, give us a clear example.
Like an example, I don't know, maybe I'm to pay monthly. Maybe I just started, maybe this January.
Okay.
And before January, well, maybe after January or February, something unfortunately happened to me. Then I will like be compensated for that. Whereas I haven't got my...
You've not reached the target.
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys understand what I
can
say?
Yes, I think I have an idea of what he was talking about. Okay. Yes, for instance, he says he wants to take an insurance that will probably pay out a sum of 1 million. Mm. And they say pay a certain amount of
monthly
for certain duration.
Okay.
And he hasn't gotten up to that. Yes, insurance should respond to that. There's what we call surrender value.
Okay.
The thing is that insurance company might say, you have to pay up maybe for 3 months for you to qualify for surrender value.
Okay.
Once you have met up to that, you will be adequately compensated based on the sum. Of course, they will prorate whatever you have contributed and based on the expectation you are going, and you will get that. Like I said, the most important thing is when you want to take an insurance, come through a registered
broker.
You'll be definitely guided appropriately, and all the pros and cons can be reviewed even prior to taking the policy.
Time flies really, really fast on this program, and I have tons of questions to ask you guys, and my phone lines are buzzing off the hook as well. But let me ask this one. So there's this issue with fire incidents. You have shopping malls, you know, here and there. In the case of, say, robbery or fire disaster at a shopping mall, and some stores were affected by this incident, who should take insurance? The operators of the shopping mall or the store owners? How does it work, really?
Okay, thank you, Sheriff. Like we always say, the first thing about insurance is that you must define your interest.
Okay.
What is the interest in the property that wants to be insured? Most modern day shopping malls are built and they are let out to or sublet to different persons. So the interest, somebody might be selling Ankara in one shop, but another person is selling.
Yeah.
So the interests are different.
Mm-hmm.
So what we usually advise our client is to say, leave the insurances of the shopping mall to the owners, except maybe your policies or your contract of lease states otherwise. But rather, you should take insurance based on your own interest and your property within that facility.
Mm.
So that when there are incidences, insurance companies are able to respond to your specific needs.
Mm.
And we are not looking for who owns what.
Yeah.
We know that Mr. Sheriff Kodri is the owner of this.
He's selling tire in this
building. This is what he has insured, and we can easily respond to that.
Mm.
Most times, and one of the huge challenges with insurance settlement claims where people complain is that you say you are doing this. By the time an incident happens and you investigate, you are seeing
another product
in that
world. Or another business.
Another business.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, no, you didn't tell me. So that is why you need to be appropriately.
Now I'm getting this. The other part, okay, let me take one more call, then I'll come to my other question. Good morning to you.
Hello, sir.
Morning to you.
Hello, good morning, sir. Good. I was the lady who called this morning, sir, and said I should call back.
Oh, wow. This is a wrong time to call back. This is absolutely wrong time. Yes, it is, but we moved on from there, lady. Thank you for calling me. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, sir. Good
morning to you.
Yeah. I want to ask a question.
Yes, please.
What can one do in the case when insurance company does not pay claim?
So that is even part of my question. Do you want to ask another one, or that's the only question?
That is because okay. I have an insurance that I have run for 5 years now.
Yeah.
Since March that the listing due, I've been trying to proclaim my claim. They've sent everything to me.
Yeah.
But to now collect the money between the problem.
Is it Wala?
They're giving me come tomorrow. It is December, you see, till March.
Okay. It's actually part of my questions here. I was going to take this up. I mean, what happens when an insurance company fails to come through?
Okay. I will say that you should contact your insurance broker.
Okay.
There is no any insurance company in Nigeria that an insurance broker does not have access to.
Okay.
So, for instance, you may listen to after the show. We can drop our content. Mm-hmm. We can help you review that for free.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We'll be glad to do that.
That's fantastic. So, if you got any problem with any insurance company, I'm going to ask them to drop their contacts before we go. Then you can reach out to them, you know, personally, and see how they can be of help. If you have similar questions, there won't be any need for you to call again. Eh? They will give out their details. I can see similar question here on Facebook. Aditi on Facebook says, I'm suing an insurance company next week. I've been saving 10K monthly for 8 years. The policy is supposed to last for 15 years, but notice that the company has not been meeting up with its obligation for 4 years now. So I surrendered my policy June 2021. To date, I have not been paid. So I'm going to court. I can also mention the name of the company. That's Aditi on Facebook who sent that in. It's 8:53 right now, gentlemen. We need to begin to go. But I wanted to ask a question on life. What's that thing again? Life policy or something?
Yes.
Is that life insurance, right?
Life insurance.
I don't have time. Can you make it in 30 seconds, Wale?
Okay. Mm. So life assurance is just a variant or a class of insurance policy that ensures that in the event of the death or the passing away of the policy holder, the parties are specified in the contract are indemnified. It means that they are paid a particular sum as stated in the insurance contract.
So it depends on the amount, though. It depends on the amount the person insured, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's go now. Gentlemen, Tunde, let's start from you. How can people reach out to you for the insurance?
Okay. My official email address is babatunde.e.pupola@fbninsurancebrokers.com.
Take that again, please.
babatunde.e.pupola@fbninsurancebrokers.com.
Okay. Okay. You're good with just email?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm good with email.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Same. Okay. Here. Olawale.omotenshi. Omotenshi is spelled OMOTEHINSE. People make that mistake. Mm-hmm. Olawale.omotenshi@fbninsurancebrokers.com.
People at FBN should come and pay me now. Eh? Let's do this. Let's come and just play your advert. Eh? All this thing that people are doing. You have money and you don't want to come through there and come and do program.
I'm so sure that our group will even consider that.
Oh, please do. Please do. We have a lot to talk about when it comes to insurance.
Large family.
Oh, fantastic. So. Fantastic. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming around.
Thank you so
much for having us.
Thank you, Alex.
It's a pleasure to have conversation around insurance. I'm Sherif Quadri. That's our program this morning. I'll see you tomorrow at 5 a.m. Bye for now.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a